Hello, today is 3/6/19, and we're here with another level 2 tech news where we're going as fast as possible.
Amazon and grocery stores. You think, oh, they already did that. Whole Foods, you thought wrong.
Amazon to open an all-new grocery store separate from Whole Foods. This is probably not good for the people that currently work at Whole Foods.
Or all the other grocery stores. They're not going to be giant big box stores. They're going to be smaller, but they're coming, and they're going to change everything. It's the usual Los Angeles, New York, Chicago. LA gets it first. Think we'll ever get one?
No.
No.
We'll be long dead. But I kind of wonder, what would Amazon, would I want to go there? Would it be clean and wonderful?
Like Whole Foods is pretty awesome.
I've never been to a Whole Foods.
But they want to do it like less hipster, I think, than Whole Foods.
So you can actually buy like junk food.
We talked about foldable phones. I don't care about foldable phones.
I don't really either.
Some people seem to, and Apple is betting on that.
Foldable iPhone heating system could prevent damage in cold weather. So apparently with these foldable phones, if the LCD gets cold, it's much more damaging to it when you open it. So the patent covers things like a locking mechanism and a heater where it will actually heat up the screen so that it can bend better.
But it's just going to heat the screen by displaying things on the screen. So it's probably going to be super slow. So imagine you're out in a blizzard. And you need to put your phone in your pocket. But your phone's like, no, I can't bend right now, bro.
Wow.
Sorry.
It's too cold to bend. I'm stiff.
That's what's coming.
Go away. I'm elderly.
Okay, so we've got the eyeball. We've got the thumb. We've got the electrostatic. We've got the sound waves. What more? The face. You got the face. What more can we do to unlock a stupid phone?
LG's latest flagship uses your hand veins to unlock. The demo video is sort of disturbing. And the camera can see in the infrared, so it can see your veins
blood.
In your palm.
It annoys me to no end when it won't recognize my thumb. Imagine having to use two hands to unlock your phone.
That'd be annoying. What happens, what if a nurse just screws your hand up when she's taking blood or something?
I think you have a lawsuit and you could afford to buy a phone that...
That doesn't do that.
That doesn't require
that's true.
That.
What happens if a bee sting wrecks your face recognition?
You're out of luck. Here is a question I'm going to pose to both of you and an engagement challenge. Pause the video and tell us, what does an Instagram thought know that a wise man does not know?
How to use filters.
No. A wise man doesn't know what it's like to be thick as a brick.
The Sunday Times has the story about the brick is back. Energizer's phone has 50 days of battery, and it is thick as a brick. I don't know that it has 50 days of battery.
What's
but
the weight on these? I didn't read all this story.
I was in moon units, so...
So who knows?
I didn't... Because
that would kind of be worth it, like, for hiking and stuff, if you didn't have to worry about it.
But cool. Yeah, it's, 50 hours?
1,800 milliamps.
Users 50 would, days.
Yeah, 90 hours of phone calls, listen to 100 hours of music. And that's not very much.
Says the guy who listens to music all the time.
Yeah, by the way, you laugh, but how did you get that joke? No way.
What?
No way you're down with the Tull.
What?
Thick as a Brick is a song.
Oh, no, I just thought you meant thick as a brick. I didn't know that there was a song reference there.
Okay.
I've heard that phrase before.
Well, probably from that song.
Oh.
Amazon has stopped... Well, that didn't have a good lead-in for that, but...
No.
Why would you talk about it? Level 2 news. Just get right to it.
Amazon has stopped selling dash buttons, goofy forerunners of the connected home. So with these, you order them, or Amazon is like, hey, you buy a lot of Bounty or Tide or whatever, typically high-margin items, and you just push the button, and it connects to your Wi-Fi, and it orders more stuff. So you're connected home, right? Well, it turns out Alexa is everywhere. So you can just ask Alexa to order stuff, and you don't need the button.
But not only that. There are dishwashers and stuff like that that automatically have built-in things to do that for you.
Yeah, the dishwasher's like, I'm low on soap. Let's order more.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the more disturbing thing there is the inkjet printer that orders its own ink.
That's expensive. That's going to get expensive fast.
That just seems like, that seems like a tragedy.
And, you know.
A crime against humanity.
You know they're programming that printer.
Yeah.
To just be fast and loose with that ink.
Yeah.
They always have, and now it's got, you know, it's like, oh.
It's got even more incentive to be fast.
It's like, listen, you're out of ink. How bad do you want to print that? Because there's a courier standing outside, and I can tell him to go back, but.
YouTube, of course, we've already talked about this, but YouTube having a little trouble with the kids. little pederast problem on the YouTube platform.
It's making the advertisers nervous again.
More than nervous, it's made them flee completely. So what did YouTube do? What they usually do, they scorch the earth.
YouTube will disable comments on nearly all videos with kids.
They need to do the TikTok thing. There needs to be YouTube Kids. And
they do that already.
But if you, as a
that
parent...
That was literally on YouTube Kids.
If they find that
Is that the lead in for our next story?
If your kids are found using adult YouTube, you just go to prison. And your kids go into foster care. So it's a threat to them, too. It's like, listen, little Timmy, do you want to be raised by the pederasts? Because if you screw around on adult YouTube, you're going into the foster system.
But yeah, YouTube has YouTube Kids, and it's totally safe and awesome content, right?
Well, they shouldn't. They should get rid of that. That should be the punishment for
Wendell's
the children.
Wendell's trying to do a lead-in right
Stupid
now.
Stupid children. What? Oh.
you're just ranting on.
I'm not following the edict of Level 2 News.
Self-harm clips are hidden in kids' cartoons. Yes, this was on YouTube Kids. So this is just a troll. But it was kids' cartoons, but this guy spliced himself in that's like, you know, cut horizontally for attention and vertically for results or something like that.
Oh.
And that was in a YouTube Kids video that had been there for years that had apparently been reported and just nobody caught it.
That's a lot of work to go to.
To troll?
But is it a troll? Who are you trolling?
I was saying, would a kid even really understand the context of that? It would have to be like a teenager, right?
Well, I think he showed like there was a man standing in the video, like demonstrating.
Oh, so,
yeah.
I really hope that these censors haven't seen like the old Ren and Stimpy cartoons, because there was definitely a lot of jokes in there that were just for adults.
But I don't think they prompted suicide.
They
drew
no,
a
they
line.
Didn't.
Tesla. So, well, you know who might be suicidal? Tesla shareholders, because Tesla has borrowed a lot of money, and they borrowed some of that money under these convertible bonds, and the time has come.
Tesla makes a record $920 million payment for a convertible bond. We've mentioned this before, because if their stock was above a certain price, they could simply pay this off with stock. The stock was not above a certain price, they had to use their cash to pay this back.
A quarter of their cash.
Whew.
Their stock was not above a certain price when a certain CEO made a bunch of tweets that drove the stock price up. I don't know. I'm a simple man, but sometimes I see correlations. And another thing that they announced during that conference call that they kind of downplayed a little bit was they're going to shut down some stores.
Tesla is going to close most of its stores and only sell cars online. So described as a way to keep Tesla financially stable. This kind of makes sense to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks for the salesman who worked there, but
this is ridiculous. You would not buy a car unless you can drive it.
No, not these people. These people are fanboys.
Now, they did say this, and I urge all of you out there and the viewing audience, abuse the shit out of this. You can now get a Tesla and return it after 7 days or 1,000 miles. Want to just cruise around in a Tesla for a weekend? Maybe it's your birthday. Just give it back. You could probably only do it once, but hey, you know, you're a bunch of losers. You're not ever going to buy a Tesla anyway, so why not go for it?
They're expensive.
Maybe you can buy it when you've returned it for a discount because it's used.
Well, Chrissy, you say it's expensive, but now less expensive than ever before.
Tesla finally launches the base Model 3 for $35,000 with a shorter range and new interior.
Only the cost of a college education.
Seems like a lot for what it is.
$35,000? Nah, way. That's like a base model Camry, right?
Yeah, I guess I think prices have gone up dramatically. The used car market's a little more favorable.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never had an actually new car. Only new to me.
The battery limitation is also a software limitation, so you can buy the unlock later, which is like $2,000 for more range.
You can also get like the step-up package, which gives you the more range and raises the top speed. 0 to 60 is 5.7. That's not very exciting compared to the S. Pretty pedestrian.
If you're getting a Tesla, are you really caring about exciting, though? Or you care about saving the Earth?
They're some of the fastest cars. I mean, you can't take that away from that. Model S is a speedy little guy. But now, will Tesla finally get real competition? This is the worst car name I've ever seen.
The Polestar 2 is a Google-powered all-electric Tesla competitor.
I mean, I just immediately think of a stripper. Yeah.
You know what I thought? You guys remember that 80s cartoon that had like the talking computer things that were in the car, and like you could pull the computer thing out in the car. It was like a little, it was like a talking face on a screen. And there was like that that coupe with the doors that would lift and it could fly. That's like that. That's when I said Polestar 2. I was like, oh, that company that made those cars is now making an electric car.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what reference. If you're in the comments, tell us if you know what you're talking about.
Engagement chat. It was like a guy that was wearing like a motorcycle suit all the time, except he was never riding a motorcycle. Except the car could transform into a motorcycle or something. I don't know. And it could fly.
Are you sure you just didn't dream this up?
Are you talking about Mask?
Yeah, that's it.
But that was not one vehicle. They had every kind.
I thought you had eaten some.
And the idea
tacos.
Of that was it was a vehicle that could transform into another kind of vehicle.
Yeah, yeah.
You completely blew the, and plus you violated the level 2 news with that description.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Netflix.
Netflix is testing even more expensive subscription prices.
Hard pass. Not interested.
I think I'm out. If they boost it again, I'm done. They've gone too far. Now, this is only in, Italy?
Yeah, Italy.
But if the Italians will tolerate it, for sure.
It seems like the price hike is just more simultaneous streams to deal with more account sharing, maybe?
I don't know, but...
I got rid of my Netflix.
I don't like it. I'm not going to accept it. Now, I was not hip to... I'd seen the Captain Marvel headlines, but I wasn't sure what was going on. Are you guys familiar with that?
No.
Yeah, I had to do some digging because I was like, why is this news?
So Captain Marvel, the actress, made a statement in an interview saying, I wish that white men were not interviewing me. And people were upset about that.
I think it was something to that effect. I don't think it was literally those words, was it? It was like, I wish the press kit was more diverse or something like that.
It was very close to what I just said.
Wow.
Maybe less white men.
So Rotten Tomatoes is making some changes because people were very upset about that and taking it out on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, but the change they're making is kind of stupid. They weren't taking out on Rotten Tomatoes.
They're taking out on the movie on Rotten Tomatoes.
Rotten Tomatoes has a thing that says, are you going to watch this movie? Are you excited about this movie? And it's something that you can do before the movie comes out. So a lot of people, based on that, said, no, I'm not going to watch this movie. Which made Captain Marvel have a really low whatever score.
Hype score, whatever.
And maybe Disney made a phone call?
You get a phone call from the mouse, it's always bad.
Now, they do say they're not going to let you review a movie before it comes out. That I can understand.
Yeah, they don't do that.
But the whole, like, am I excited about this movie? That's ridiculous. Because people definitely got excited about those. They use that positively about the other Marvel movies, sure. Windstream, Windstream is so awful. I always get their little mailers and they're like, oh, you can get this kinds of speed. It's just a lie.
They'll say whatever they
have. They've been hit with a $310 million judgment and they have filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So a while back, they spun off their infrastructure division into a new company, but that ran afoul of the terms that they agreed to when they took out bonds to upgrade that infrastructure. And the judge has said, look, you're on the hook to pay back these bonds pretty much immediately. I'm not, like, from reading this, I'm not sure that wasn't the CEO's intention. I mean, between, like, the finance company and, like, what was going on with internal management, I really hope there's, like, severe criminal investigation here because something just doesn't add up.
Yeah, bankruptcy is a weird thing. It seems like you can just screw your creditors and get away with a lot of crap.
It really does seem like that there's more to the story here than what has gone on in this lawsuit because it's just like, they're not going to do that because there's no way we'll ever pay them back if you go for the nuclear option. And so one of the places that financed their bonds was like, nope, we're going for the nuclear option.
I've never heard of llama boxes before today.
I haven't either, though many of the people on our Twitter, Level 1 Tech Twitter, the tech people are all tweeting about this stuff.
I have immediately lost all respect for anybody who's ever purchased one.
Epic Games sued over predatory llama loot boxes.
That's the face of a killer.
It's the same art style as the llama from How the Emperor Got His Groove Back.
No.
Oh, rejected.
No.
Level 2 news. How about...
Just the same facial expression then.
No, he's got the crazy eyebrows because he's Cusco and he's like, bleh.
Yeah.
Let me pose a question to you. Would you take an eye injection with the possibility of some clouding that might go away after a week for the ability to see infrared.
Oh, it's going to have to do a lot more than make me see infrared.
Yeah, I'm not that excited about that scope.
What if you're a mouse?
Nanotechnology makes it possible for mice to see in the infrared. So they injected these nanoparticles into the eyes of mice who pick up infrared and then transmit that to the photoreceptors in the back of the mice. And ta-da, mice can see in the infrared.
That would probably like screw me up as an artist because like you'd see weird colors that other humans can't.
Or it would make you a better artist.
Yeah, maybe.
But it's the people who can see infrared.
But
only.
It's not forever. So it's like it's the rods and cones and these little things attached to them so that they...
What could possibly go wrong?
That's probably fine.
They react the same to infrared as they do with regular light. So it's like your body just sees green whenever it sees infrared, which is amazing. But it's only for 10 weeks. So every 10 weeks, you got to go and get your eyes
more
injected.
More eye injections. How long before it's mandatory for the U.S. military service?
I was going to say, it seems like this would be a military investment.
Yeah, maybe like a drone pilot. Although the screen wouldn't transfer that, would it? Never mind, that's a terrible idea. How about robots? We love them. We want more of them. Do we? Is it going to destroy society? I don't know, but we're going to find out because they're coming.
U.S. companies put a record number of robots to work in 2018. 2018's over. The numbers are coming in. The U.S. Department of Labor has some numbers, and they're scary.
Yeah, and surprisingly, the automotive industry, which you think is being where the robots work, they scaled back a little bit. It was everybody else who's using robots.
Thanks, Trump. higher employment rate for robots everywhere.
Well, remember when Tesla tried to do the big robot push and
that ended
failed
badly.
Spectacularly. Yeah, turns out robots won't do bad welds.
It's like, look, this amount of welds is going to take this amount of time, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's like, damn you, I need faster. And it's like,
the robot's like, this battery pack is punctured. I won't put this in here. And Musk was like, get rid of them. They're done. How about if you're a fighter pilot, do you want a buddy AI jet flying with you?
That would be amazing.
I think it'd be a good thing.
Boeing's autonomous fighter jet could arrive next year. What was the name of the guy in Top Gun? Like the
Goose.
It's like, I'm just imagining like a super cheery AI voice that's like, good job, Goose. You killed no less than 53 people with the last bombing run.
But Goose was the side. He was the wingman, so he would be the robot.
Oh, okay.
How about the Goose jet, but it just quacks at you. But it's like R2-D2. Only Tom Cruise can understand the Goose quacking.
Oh, that would be
that
amazing.
That's a good story for you right there. And as the robots come, the question is, what are we going to do when they start to crush the puny humans that work alongside them? And this company has a plan.
Startup gets ready for factory robots working alongside humans. So, yeah, they're going to add sensors to the robots to make it safer. They're also going to do training and like sort of try to fill in the gaps to help companies transition to a more robotic workforce. I was reading this and thinking about like all the things like Tesla did wrong with their attempt at like super automating everything. And it's like, man, if these guys had been in business, Musk could have hired them and that probably would have gone better.
But Wendell, Musk knows best.
10 seconds, Wendell. Find an analog to this in the Star Trek universe.
I don't know. There's not really a good analog that I can think of. Maybe when the Binars were helping.
We're
the
out
Federation.
Of time, Wendell.
Airhorn.mp3.
Let's talk about the wind. I live in a house with just an aggressive wind. I believe that there's some sort of burial ground or curse. And maybe I could benefit from this AI.
Google's DeepMind can predict wind patterns a day in advance.
I think it said up to 36 hours in advance in the article.
Neat.
Yeah, I think what they do is they just let the electric providers know, hey, heads up, today's going to be this much power. And somehow that helps, like 20% efficiency.
I'm just imagining in the future a passive-aggressive AI from DeepMind that's like, hello, electric company. As you know, our data center located in Boise, Idaho is, you know, it's critical to have power. These are the wind things that are happening that day. Please make sure we don't lose power.
But if you remember the balloons that they had did that same thing.
Oh.
That's how they traveled. So probably just using the same technology, right? Robots are not just building things and detecting the wind. They are also messing around with e-commerce.
Bad bots account for about 40% of traffic on ticketing websites. I checked the date. I was pretty sure that this article was from 2013, because Ticketmaster, like anybody that's ever tried to buy concert tickets online or anything, it's like, the tickets are for sale. The tickets are gone. What? That's,
how did that happen? That was quick.
That's not people. Just FYI. It's bots.
It's bad bots.
Listen, you can't just like call them names like that. They're
you
people
can.
Too.
They don't have feelings.
It's true.
Yeah, they will someday. FedEx has decided that they need delivery robots. I mean, we've been hearing about delivery robots for
we've
like
had a lot of stories
years
about
now. They keep reinventing them. And this latest iteration has brought in an old celebrity robot builder.
FedEx turns to the Segway inventor to build a delivery robot. Now, I was thinking that he was flung off a cliff there. On a Segway.
That's how he passed away. It was ironic.
That must have been like a urban legend, huh?
Must be another inventor.
It's just...
No, I'm pretty sure it was him. Who
it's a clone.
So this
but here
thing,
it is.
Yeah, yeah. It's the Segway type technology. But this is cool because these guys can actually climb stairs, like with the dual... Like they have a wheelchair that works off this same technology.
They got this little rear tail wheel going on here.
Yeah. Those
it's horribly deformed.
Those wheelchairs are next gen because they've got no problem with stairs at all. I mean, they just zoop right up a staircase.
I'm going to admit I didn't read the story. Somehow I missed it. But just looking at this guy, I can tell that he's exciting. Although, I don't know what his dimensions are. Does it say? Because how many Amazon boxes can you get
that's
in
that's actual
there?
Size on the article.
About 100 pounds.
Of lead or feathers? I mean, what are we talking about here? That's not volume, Wendell. And finally, a design article that Krista immediately admitted she didn't even read.
No, I did read it, but I forgot about it because I added this like Monday.
Four things you don't know about Twitter.
It was basically just how they developed it. And Ryan was like, look at all the circles, though. That's
now,
so impressive.
No, this is impressive. Let me go down here.
Yeah, so let this is a thing. It. There you go.
Look at this. He's made all out of circles.
See, so this is like a thing in design, though, where like they'll just throw in grids of stuff over top after the logo's done. And it's kind of like, it's like a buzzword in
look
design.
At his little beak. It's a circle. It's two circles.
I see that.
And
I did like
wings,
the...
look at this circle right here.
I see it.
Look at that.
That's right. That is
boom.
A circle, Ryan.
It's all... The curves are perfect, Krista.
What color is the circle, Ryan?
The curves. It's the curves, Krista. The color is immaterial.
I liked genius. All the sketch. I do like the process sketches where they did lots of different versions of different kinds of birds because they weren't sure what bird they wanted it to look like originally.
What would you do to make this better?
I actually like the redesign. I think it's way better. They used to
it's
have
not
a really
a redesign. It's the original.
No. There was one before that was like a cartoon bird, and it was all like three-dimensional and very strange looking and
but it's been
really
this
big
one
eyes.
Since like they actually went public or something.
Yeah, but if you see that, you can. I think the article has the old one in there too. I remember the old one.
Now these,
and they also just used a T before.
These birds not as good.
Well, these are like exploratory sketches, so you can see how they go from like hyper realistic and then slowly simplify it into something that would work better as a logo.
This looks like the sketches of someone who's slipping into Alzheimer's.
They just get worse and worse until it's like, just make the simplest thing ever to make bird.
What's I feel like, oh, Boiler Snake is saying, time to go
it's time
at
to
23
go.
Minutes.
Woo!
See you on Friday.
See you Bye. Friday.